That's exactly it. I'm calling the people of the Glensfoley Churchill area to stand together, do not pay their water bills, and boycott Irish Water, because if Irish Water ignore us any longer, I think people are going to get very frustrated, and we cannot be expected to pay for the supply that we are receiving, because it's far short of any quality that is of any democratic entitlement in this day and age. And I would also encourage all the consumers of this scheme to write or phone or email, whatever way possible, Irish Water in the coming weeks, week in, week out, and let them know how bad of quality the water is. And hopefully they might do something in the short term to get something resolved, because it's a huge issue in this area, and people's out a lot of money in pocket buying fresh drinking water, because the water is just simply not drinkable at the moment.
Earlier this year, we did speak about the condition of the water in the Churchill area, and it was put down to a seasonal issue. Has this issue now become a more permanent one?
Well, I was talking to people last week, and they were saying that it's due to the wet summer that the water has been getting worse, and it's because vegetation is going into the lake and staying in the water as well. So this is an ongoing problem for years, and I think they are given. I think 2018, they're saying that the upgrade is going to be made, and that's another two and a half, three years that this is they're going to be an upgrade made. So I think it's imperative now that the people stand together, and I think it's the only democratic right they have left is to protesting is just to not to pay their bills and tell Irish Water that they're not going to be paying their bills, because it's just the quality. I don't think any company or organisation could charge for the quality of water. They couldn't have the heart to charge for the quality of water that they're receiving in that area.